Hi, my name is Zakaran, and welcome to my video and podcast, Believe and Receive. Because whatever you can conceive and bring yourself to believe, you can and will receive. Because a belief is just a thought you keep thinking, and you believe your thoughts into physical reality. That's how you create something from nothing, by the thought of it. So I hope you enjoy this video and podcast. My name is Zakaran, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. In my videos, podcasts, articles, books, seminars, and sessions, I reveal the master keys of success, business, money, leadership, relationship, and the law of attraction so that you can create and attract into your life the amazing amounts of immense abundance, wealth, health, freedom, excitement that you desire. If you get something from this video or podcast, please share with your friends. Comment, let me know how much you love it, and check out my amazing array of supportive goodies to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality on my website at zakaran.com. And if you'd like to receive my free book and video series, The Master Keys of Success and Freedom, to help you create more fun, money, and freedom in your life, go to freekeysofsuccess.info. All right, here we go. Believe and receive. Belief is what creates reality in everyone's lives. Every single person, experience, and situation in every person's life is there because they believe something to be true or right. No one does anything without believing it is the best thing to do. And when you understand belief, you understand why religions are so big on belief. But just because you believe something doesn't mean it is actually true, because belief is not an absolute. Belief is subjective, not objective. A belief is just a thought that someone keeps thinking enough to where those thoughts become an expectation, a given, and a truth, or at least a truth or a given for them. But again, truth is subjective, not objective. One person's truth is another person's lie. That is because we are all unique individual creators with our own unique perspectives. And we all have been given the power to create whatever we want based on what we decide to believe, based on the frequency of our thoughts about that subject. So again, a belief is just a thought you keep thinking, good or bad. The universe does not care. If you keep thinking the same thoughts over and over again, those thoughts become your beliefs, and your beliefs become your reality. Henry Ford said it best, if you think you can or think you can't, either way, you're right. And your thinking is what makes it so. And at the core of every soul's being, you know what are lies and what are truths. At the core of your being, you know what is the truth and what are lies. And that is why the indoctrination starts at a very early age, because as a child, you know you are absolute perfection in every single way. You know that the entire universe does in fact revolve around you, because you are the creator of your own reality. You and you know you can create anything you want, and this is an unlimited, infinitely expanding universe that expands to accommodate your desires. It's a magical universe. You can be, do, and have whatever you want, but you are surrounded by people that have grown up, people who have forgotten all of that. They have forgotten their power. They have been taught a massive list of propaganda and limited beliefs that were taught to them as children by people who were taught the same propaganda by their parents and relatives and teachers, and by clergy, etc., etc., back through time for millennia and millennia. But luckily, every new generation comes through a little smarter. And even though society does its best to whip every new generation into submission, nevertheless, that new generation buys less and less of the propaganda that they are being taught. They refuse to think those limited thoughts that are being drummed into them by the generation before them because it doesn't feel right. And it's no fun. And every new generation wants more improvement and more freedom and more fun and more freedom and more fun in their lives than the previous generation did not have, purely because of their beliefs and the programs that they were taught. For instance, I am absolutely amazed at the ludicrous judgmental propaganda that my father believes to be true, that of course he's gotten from the radio and from television, etc., and how closed-minded and resistant he and his generation often are, or any generation are, really, when they listen to the propaganda and believe it. But when those kind of people believe things that, say, my generation or the younger generations, that we just take for granted, as being not true or just a fantasy, and things that we value as a part of our everyday lives that those generations and those people with closed minded just don't understand, don't get, like, for instance, social media. When I meet someone that is not on social media, I think they are a Neanderthal. But Neanderthal beliefs are not limited to our parents and their generation. Every day I meet people even younger than me who have what I would call caveman beliefs, because they have bought hook, line, and sinker the propaganda that they have been taught by everyone around them, regardless of what generation those people come from. And these closed-minded people have been trained away from their own self-guidance system that guides them with feeling. If something is true or lies or is the truth for them or just not really applicable to them. But even a lie that is thought about long enough becomes a belief and is believed to be true. So everything you have in your life, you have created based upon your beliefs, based on the frequency of your thoughts. If you have lots of bad things in your life, then you have primarily been thinking bad feeling thoughts, which create bad feeling beliefs, which create bad feeling experiences. And reciprocally, if you have lots of wonderful things in your life, then you have primarily been thinking good feeling thoughts, which create good feeling beliefs, which creates good feeling experiences. It is easy to understand what your beliefs are. Just look around you. If your life is joyful and fulfilling, or if it's sorely lacking in joy and fulfilling experiences, then those are the thoughts that you have been thinking, or thoughts that are a similar feeling vibration. So if you don't like your reality, you better start thinking a new set of thoughts to create better beliefs and better expectations. But don't be deluded by physical reality and believe that physical reality is real. It's only as real as you want it to be. So don't fall into the trap that everyone falls into, which is to only pay attention to current reality, which causes you to just expect more of the same reality. You believe certain current reality to be real because you see it all around you and everyone else believes it is real, and so they think about it and they talk about it and they blog about it and they make videos about it, etc., etc. So the beliefs that current reality are real just grow bigger and bigger and bigger. But just because something exists doesn't mean it's actually real and true and something you want more of. So the key to creating a preferred reality, something different that is not in your face, is to stop being deluded by current reality and solely focus on your preferred reality, the reality you want rather than the one you have or the ones that you don't want. How do you expect to create something new when all you do is bang the drum about how much you hate the old stuff? Unfortunately, most people have bought the belief that if you kill what you hate, what will be left will be what you love. And people believe this propaganda because, for instance, in the case of war, if you can kill off your enemy, what is left is peace. And, of course, movies, when the good guy is harassed by the bad guy or the mob, and if he can successfully kill them all off, then he's left with peace. But that is an illusion, because what people really want is peace, not war, not conflict. And even though during war times people are focused upon the tragedies of war, ultimately everyone's desire, what they really think about more, is for the war to end. But more importantly, they want peace. They're thinking about peace. They can't wait for peace, the feeling of peace. So peace eventually comes. And in normal life, it can appear that by fighting against what you hate takes it away. But this is merely a magic trick where your attention is distracted away from the truth. For instance, punishing criminals by putting them in prison doesn't take the crime away. It only hides the criminal. So it appears that your strategy to get rid of what you dislike worked, but yet crime still continues, because you can't control others by punishing them. They then just want to punish you by punishing them. They just dig their heels in stronger into the dirt and resist more. Remember, it's all about belief, and a belief is just a thought that you keep thinking. So to get what you want, you've got to think about what you want until that thought becomes a thing. And trying to get rid of what you don't want is not trying to get what you do want. And then there will always be more things to get rid of because your belief makes that so. So how do I get what I do want? Well, we now know that to get what you want, you must believe that it is so. And to believe that something is real and true, you must think about it enough to get yourself to a place where it is a belief, where it is an expectation, where you vibrate the expectation, the belief of the reality of that experience of being, doing, and having what you want. You get more of whatever you expect. If you primarily focus upon what you see rather than what you want, you'll just attract more things like what you see. So you must become a child again when you can imagine yourself being a superhero or a ballerina. And in that moment, you were that superhero. You were that ballerina. You got to say, fuck reality, I'm going to make reality be how I want it to be. And the adult version of just playing with your playmates is affirmations and visualizations and rampages of appreciation and the power of positive thinking and other processes that get you aligned vibrationally to what you want and distract you from what you don't want. And of course, traveling, going out, just playing, having fun, going out into nature, doing things fun on the weekend. So, you got to distract yourself from what you don't want. This is why I never watch CNN, aka the constant negative news, or read negative doom and gloom and conspiracy-oriented, poor me, victim, I'm powerless, the evil overlords are out to get me propaganda. And I do mean propaganda, because it's all propaganda, even if it is quote-unquote true. The tragedy did happen, or maybe it did, maybe it didn't, or maybe the conspiracy is true, and they are out to get us, and people are starving, and the bees are dying, and 5G is damaging to our bodies, etc., etc. it's still all propaganda because none of it is anything that you want. None of it is anything that I want or have any desire to focus upon because none of it feels good. None of it feels real. But especially, none of it feels good to focus upon because it's all limitation and lack and conflict. And none of it feels good to think about. And limitation, lack, and conflict, they are not real because they're old news and they're not what I want to create. And I just want to feel good. The dramas and traumas of life on Earth that most people suffer from are completely optional. They are not mandatory. And war can be raging all around you, but you can still create your own bubble of joy and peace and prosperity. And that's how you really create joy and fun and abundance and peace, etc., on Earth. It's not by trying to change the external environment. It's by creating your own peaceful world, your own happy world, your own abundant world. The coronavirus is a classic example. Most people are struggling financially, whereas adaptive entrepreneurs who work online and who have recession-proof businesses are thriving. More people became millionaires during and after the Great Depression of the 20s because the smart people saw an opportunity, not a tragedy. They focused upon what they wanted rather than what they did not want. It matters not what the economy is doing or what rampant propaganda most people are swallowing. You can create any alternate reality you choose just by simply paying no attention to what is entrancing everyone else on planet Earth and by just focusing upon what feels good. What is easy to like, love, and appreciate, when you focus on what is easy to like, love, and appreciate, you create more things in your life that are easy to like, love, and appreciate. So does it feel good to think about doom and gloom and powerless, helpless situations? No, of course not. So why are you thinking about that crap? Doesn't feel good. It sucks to think about it. Does it feel good to think about wonderful, beautiful things that are prospering and thriving and growing and happy, etc.? Yes, of course. So think about that stuff because they're fun to think about and they're going to create lovely vibrations in you. You're going to feel good. You're going to feel healthy. You're going to feel vital. And you're going to create more things around you in your life and on planet Earth that are easy to like, love, and appreciate. Does it feel good to watch a video about conspiracies and the evil controlling supervillains that are all out to get us and make our lives miserable? Fuck no, of course not. So why are you thinking about that crap? Why are you focusing on that crap? Why are you writing about that crap? Why are you shooting videos about that crap? Oh, you want to be informed. Oh, okay. You want to know what's going on. Why? How is knowing what the evil bastards are doing going to improve your life? It's not. So, why do you want to know that? So that you know who to fight against? We've already exposed that faulty premise because what you fight against, you just get more of. Fighting against evil foes just creates more evil foes to fight against. If you really want the evil supervillains to go away, then stop creating them into your reality by thinking about them all the freaking time. That's how they maintain their power in the first place, by everyone thinking about them and giving them power. That's how everything and everyone continues to exist, because someone is thinking about them or it. No other reason. Stop thinking about what you don't want, and what you don't want just decays and dies. At least in your reality anyway. Maybe not in someone else's reality, but at least in your reality, because you are the only one that has any control over your reality. You cannot create other people's reality at all. So stop fucking trying. This is why some people are rich and some people are poor. Some people are healthy and some people are sick. And some people are happy while other people are sad. Because they thought that reality into existence. It's not the economy's fault or the evil overlord's fault or the government's fault or the corporation's fault or God's fault or the devil's fault or the educational system's fault or religion's fault or the priest's fault, etc., etc., freaking etc. It's your own bloody fault because you create every single nanosecond of your reality. Every single thing in your life is there because you believed it to be true by thinking about it all the time. You believed it into existence by thinking about it over and over again until those thoughts became thought forms, and those thought forms became beliefs, and those beliefs became expectations, and those expectations became your physical reality. So, future master of conscious, deliberate creation, will you follow the ludicrous beliefs you've been taught by the clueless people who came before you? Or maybe the clueless people around you? Or will you create your own new, fresh, open, unlimited, prosperous, joyful beliefs that manifest your consistent, joyful, abundant, good-feeling thoughts that you keep thinking that manifest as wonderful, joyful, unlimited, abundent things in your life? Well, it's your choice, because whatever you desire, you have, as soon as you can believe that it is possible. It's your choice. Whatever you want, believe it, and you'll receive it. Whatever you desire, as soon as you can believe that it is possible, without doubting its existence, it absolutely must manifest in your physical reality. It is law. It is divine law because your thinking makes it so. Now, if you need some assistance turning your thoughts into things, getting focused on what you truly want, letting go of what you don't want, and if you'd like some support and guidance on how to believe your desires into physical reality so that you can attract and receive your dreams and desires easily into your life, gracefully into your life, so that you can have the fun, abundant, successful, healthy, and wealthy life that you deserve and you desire, contact me now at freesession.info. I'll give you a free 30-minute session. I'll also show you a platform, a way for you to achieve the financial freedom you desire, have more fun in your life, travel the world, and help other people create more fun and freedom in their lives. So go to freesession.info. I look forward to meeting you. I look forward to working with you. I look forward to playing with you. I look forward to helping you manifest your dreams and desires into physical reality. My name is Zakiron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. I hope you got something from this video. Please like it, share it with your friends, bless them with these amazing teachings. Go get yourself a copy of my free book and video series, The Master Keys of Success and Freedom, so that you can create more fun, money, and freedom in your life at freekeysofsuccess.info. And thanks again for watching this video or listening to this podcast, and I wish you immense joy and abundance and fun and adventure on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And, of course, always remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!